Yesterday, the House Judiciary Committee discussed House Bill 4414 relating to the solicitation of public employees by an elected officer of the state. Chairman Tim Manchin explains that the main purpose of the bill is to update the language of current code to include modern technology and to better define what would qualify as solicitation.
The bill was basically designed to make it clear under our current election laws that electronic communications were the same as soliciting somebody in person, so that public employees are not to be solicited directly at their offices, whether it be at the county commissions or whether it be in the state house, for funds or for support. That was the other part of what the bill did, was it made clear and clarified that support is more than just monetary contributions. It can include asking people to come out and put up signs or to go door to door for you. Or to drive you someplace, those sorts of things.
Investigations into solicitation are currently handled by the Secretary of State's office. Assistant Legal Counsel Tim Leach answered Delegate John McCuskey's question about the current problem with solicitation in West Virginia.
Then how many people have we prosecuted in the last 5 years?
We haven't prosecuted anybody under this. We've had some discussions with prosecutors. We've had a number of occasions where this has come up, and we have gone to the candidates or the campaigns involved and asked them what they were doing, and told many of our, I think I've given this statistic before, but many of our cases end up in what we call educational moments, letters of instruction, and if you will, to the campaign saying, you know, you're on notice, this was not done right, don't do it that way in the future, or you'll be facing a different type of response.
Delegate Linda Longstreth asked if punishment would be enforced if an elected official or candidate unknowingly sent a mass email as part of a mailing list.
I don't know who all works for the government, to be honest, that I send out, you know, information to. So is that one case-by-case basis?
It is a case-by-case basis. If you had a mixed mailing list, some of them were .gov. I mean, speaking before the case is ever presented to me, you know, if I saw an effort to remove the .govs from the list, but you didn't get everybody, or some, if you presented some explanation for I'm trying to comply with this law, I don't think it's a big issue. If you deliberately obtain some way by FOIA or by the from the state directory, state government employees' names and email addresses, you know, you're on notice. You went to the state employee directory to get those email addresses.
Absolutely.
That's a much harder case for you to defend your actions, in my view.
As confusion grew, the committee moved to amend the bill in an attempt to clearly state what elected officials and candidates can do. The committee substitute for the bill was approved to be reported to the floor with the recommendation that it do pass. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.